Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in South Central Iowa and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA and KRLS. Now with today's In-Depth, here's Dr. Bob Leonard.
A local business is expanding and bringing more jobs to the area. Let's go in-depth with Chad Heiser with Laley. Well, Chad, congratulations. You've just been named Regional Director, Laley International, and President, Laley North America. How cool is that?
You know, it's quite an honor, and I feel very very fortunate to have that opportunity. Obviously, with looking back over my 13 plus years now with Laley, both here in the Pell area and internationally, I've had the chance to see and be exposed to a lot of parts of the business. So certainly as we look at the growth we're experiencing in North America, and likewise just the general movement in the business internationally, it's quite an honor for me, and I'm looking forward to the challenges.
Well, and you and I first spoke soon after you got here. I mean, when the headquarters here were, yep. was just an idea.
Yep. Yeah, and that's been, Laley's been in the Pell area. Ironically, we've been in the Pell area for close to 15 years, but it really wasn't until we put our first plant up in the expansion that started happening in 2010, 2011, was when our first conversation probably took place. So it's one thing, it's amazing how fast time has gone and how much activities have really transpired in those 8 or 9 years. But certainly if that's any indication of how fast things will go into the future, we're in for quite a ride.
Well, and it's been really interesting to interview you off and on over the years. The folks at Laley have been working really, really hard, and new product lines, expansions.
Yeah.
It's just been a juggernaut almost.
Yeah, it's we sometimes describe it as exponential growth, and that's always easy to say when you start at a very low point. You know, when we first entered the market back in the mid 2000s, 2006, 2007. But if you look at what's driving that growth, those fundamental things that maybe you and I have talked about over the last number of years still remain very, very true to what's driving our business today and what we believe will drive the business in the future. And that's the fact that technology is infiltrating every part of our life as customers of certain products, and certainly in the ag communities, and specifically for us in the dairy community, as we work with dairy producers around the country and across North America and literally around the world, we're finding more and more ways that technology can bring efficiencies to their operation, can help them manage their operation better, and really just move us forward what we believe the future of farming will look like.
Well, and your predecessor didn't live here. You're going to stay, though, right?
That's correct. So I've been fortunate to have a great mentor over the years, and the gentleman who had this position and the responsibility still remains with the organization. He'll be spending his time focusing more in Latin America, but certainly I've had a great mentor for the last number of years, and feel very fortunate to be able to take over what he and I have, collectively been working on since I came on board 13 years ago, and now to lead this organization into the future.
Well, I understand what president, well, more or less, like a layperson can, what President Laley North America means, mm-hmm. but what does regional director mean?
Yeah, no, it's a good question. So as an international or a multinational company, obviously we have activities all over the world. So as we look at our organization worldwide and we think about, the things that we discuss on a daily basis when we think about long-term strategies and alignment, one of the things that that we do see is, this geographical segmentation that we call regions around the world, and specifically North America now being one of those key regions. So it's somewhat of a testament to the growth that we have experienced in North America, but certainly it's probably more indicative of what we believe the North American market will generate in terms of business opportunity for Laley in the coming 5, 10, 15 years. So what it in specific terms, what it means is I get to spend a bit more time overseas. I'll certainly be collaborating probably more closely with some of my colleagues. That was already going on, but certainly that will continue to increase as the North American market business moves forward. And likewise, we try and align our strategies and vision here in North America with the global plans that Laley does have.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Chad Heiser with Laylee.
Let's just say that there's somebody out there that's listening that's just, you know, started with an organization, and you started as director of sales and operations, so you obviously had a background, and you've seen a lot of other people succeed in businesses and grow and into leadership positions. Do you have any advice for people?
Oh, that's, you know, that's a great question. If I look back at my path, and I've had this question even from some of our employees, you know, there hasn't necessarily been a predicted path. I mean, we've certainly tried to be proactive in certain cases and react to certain market conditions and also do some forward planning. But for me, one of the things that I had the opportunity to do when I came into Laylee was get some exposure into other areas of the business that maybe my career previously hadn't given me the opportunity. You know, whether that be some operational type things. You know, my background over the last 25, 23, 24 years has been mainly focused in sales, marketing, and distribution development. You know, over the last 13 years, certainly the operational experience was presented. I look back at that as kind of rounding out that. So I think the advice would be is take every chance you get to maybe step out of comfort zones. If you're asked to step into an area of a business that maybe you weren't educated in or don't have necessarily the experience in, but feel confident to step into that and gain that experience, because it will definitely create that well-rounded opportunity as future growth things do present themselves, and whether it be in leadership positions or just within other parts of the organization.
Well, and you're going to be overseeing then in your new position, pretty big change. You're going to be shifting to a new location, what, 65 acres south of town?
Yeah, so it's, you know, I think that's one of the interesting situations we find ourselves in, is that while it's only been 8 or 9 years ago that we constructed the current facility that we reside in on Vermeer's campus, you know, one of the things that we quickly started to realize in the last, I'd say, 12 to 18 months is how quickly our market growth was happening. In fact, we probably were outpacing what we had somewhat made assumptions around 8 or 9 years ago, and we were probably 1 to 2 years ahead of that already in terms of volumes and those types of things that we do measure, you know, and have to make some of these longer term decisions against. So, yeah, I'll have the opportunity, and similar to what we did previously, to look after and be part of a pretty significant expansion as Laylee really truly establishes our long term roots here in the Pella area. You know, with the acquisition of a large tract of land, 65 acres, as you mentioned, and as we build out that campus, both for Laylee North America and potentially for maybe some strategic supplier partners that we have, we see some great opportunity not only for Laylee but for the Pella community.
When I think of opportunity, I think of jobs.
Absolutely.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, no, a great part of the expansion plan, because one of the things that, you know, if I look back and I always think as I benchmarked to when I started at Laylee, I was one of 5 employees based here in the U.S. market. Today, that number in the U.S. is about 110 employees. About 60 of those are based here in Pella already. But if we think about expansion into the future, I'd say from the moment we announced our expansion plans late in 2018 till the time we move into the building, we'll probably see another 10 to 15 employees join our group. And then once the building comes online and we start moving some of the additional production lines that we do anticipate bringing here to the Pella business, you would probably see another 10 to 15. So in all honesty, there may be 20 to 30 additional jobs that'll come online somewhere from, let's say, the beginning of 2019 until 2021, somewhere in that range, where we anticipate being able to move into this new campus and new facility.
And what kind of jobs are we talking about?
Yeah, they'll be across our organization. There'll be assembly technician positions. So as we bring additional products here to build, we'll be looking for great team members to join our assembly and our production staff. We've been adding different types of office staff from customer service support type people. We've added some financial people in the accounting and credit areas. So it's really growth across all parts of our organization.
And what's going to happen to the existing facility?
Sure. The existing facility, being that it's on Vermeer campus, Vermeer will take that building back over. The agreement we've always had with them is if and when we ever were to leave that campus, that they would have plans for that. And I think given their current facility construction projects, they're reevaluating that entire facility and campus. And certainly I know this building, as we've talked with them and made these decisions, I'm sure they have plans that are being developed as we speak and as we move toward that transition point in the next 1.5 to 2 years.
And we'll have to get to them and try to figure out what's happening with them. But it's nice to see it's going to be used.
It's a great collaboration. Certainly, we've been strong partners with Vermeer, you know, since we moved into that building, and even before that, the Vermeer and Lely relationship had always been a strong and stable one, both at the family level and well at the business level. And we've appreciated and continue to work closely with them as we start to kind of map out our future plans, and likewise as they map out their future plans. Certainly, understanding the last year for them has been challenging. It's neat to watch them start their rebuilding process and really see them grow and flourish despite some of the challenges that were created here a year ago in July. So it's a great opportunity, and we're looking forward to continuing those dialogues with Vermeer.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Chad Heiser with Lely.
There's been a major revolution in the dairy industry. I mean, we hear a lot about consolidation, bigger operations. Yeah. How does Lely fit in?
It's things that we saw years ago that we thought would happen. We dreamed that would be kind of the path that the industry would take. I think if you look at technology in general across agriculture, it's safe to say that it's here and will be part of the future of any part of agriculture, whether that's traditional ag equipment, whether that's genetics and seed. But certainly our corner of that industry, when we look at the dairy industry, you know, our vision as an organization is really to automate what we call manual and repetitive tasks on a dairy farm. Because we see an opportunity for dairy producers of the future who don't have availability of hired labor, who want to manage their operation differently. The automation piece, what we call the nuts and bolts or the hardware, certainly will be something we continue to innovate on. But one of the things that we've certainly concluded in the last number of years is the relative value of the data that we can now collect from all aspects of the operation. So whether it's from the cow, whether it's from the feed efficiency, whether it's from other data sources that the producer has at their disposal, the data really becomes what we believe will be a valuable added-on product that actually is where we'll probably create the biggest benefit for the producer. The hardware will continue to be the cool technology that brings the data forward, but data for the industry in general, and certainly for us as we look at how we manage a dairy into the future, is really where we see another tremendous opportunity to bring value to that dairy producer.
Well, and this is probably where we should have started, but I was just sort of excited about your about your promotion and growth with the industry. We didn't say that Lely builds robotic milking equipment and the cows milk themselves.
Robotic milking, robotic feeding. You know, our core business, like I said, really, really kind of finds itself focusing around how can we automate manual and repetitive tasks on a dairy. So if you think about the milking process, if you think about the feeding process, if you think about how we handle manure, maybe not everybody's favorite topic to think about, but these are the things that our producers have to manage to run a sustainable, you know, value-adding type operation into the future. And that's where our teams of people focus their time and energy is around really trying to integrate that technology onto dairy farms worldwide to make that producer, you know, more financially stable. Maybe their goal is to be more lifestyle stable in terms of how they look at the work-life balance that is a challenge on dairy farms specifically. So it's a neat part of the industry to be in because you really see your products truly revolutionizing what has been a fairly labor-intensive, in some cases unattractive part of the industry. But we have producers out there every day that get up every morning and work hard, and we want to be that partner for them that can make them sustainable into the future.
Well, one of the things that I've always liked about it is the cows are able to move around, do what they want to do, maintain their social structure.
Yep.
They aren't in pens.
And this is, I think, a lot of what you see across all of agriculture today. If you look at it, you know, certainly as you describe, you know, we want to put the cow back in her most natural environment. I always ask the question when I give tours or groups that come in, or I even ask customers, you know, so tell me, why do we milk cows twice a day? In some cases, we milk three times a day, but relatively speaking, how did we ever start milking cows twice a day? And the answer isn't because it's what the cow wanted or what was best for the animal. It's because the way of managing a dairy, the time available to a producer to do the milking process, it was the convenience, but the technology wasn't in place to allow us to do it really any differently. Once we started moving into that automation, let's say we took a good portion of the human interaction out of that manual process of milking, we allowed the animal to go back to her most natural way of behaving as an animal. And it's amazing to see the health benefits alone that come to the animal, let alone maximizing her, let's say, production potential, which at the end of the day is what has to translate into the financial return for a dairy producer. And so all those pieces are things we focus on, but it is interesting to see, oftentimes somebody will ask us, who is our customer? And I have one individual on our team who always answers, the cow is our customer, because if we can make her happy and we can allow her to do the things that she's going to do, we'll make the producer happy because she's a healthier animal, a higher producing animal. All of those things are intertwined, and that's kind of the softer side of the story that sometimes gets lost is in when we talk about ag and ag equipment. But it's neat to be part of that.
Anything else you'd like to share with our listeners today?
The plans we have in the future is certainly for what they're going to see in the Pell area. Keep watch on that. There's going to be more information shared as we start to finalize those plans and in terms of buildings, and you'll see construction hopefully starting in the early part of 2020 as we bring that to the table and maybe break ground. So certainly there'll be some more things to share, but keep watch. We're looking for great team members. I always put a plug in to think about those types of things when it comes to employment. If you happen to be looking for that position, certainly give Laylee a thought, because we're always looking for great people to join our team here in the Pell area and then certainly around North America.
Thanks to Chad Heiser for contributing to the program.
An audio copy of today's in-depth program is available at KNIAKRLS.com on demand or for download. Just click podcasts. If you have topics or show ideas you'd like to hear in depth, contact KNIAKRLS by sending an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's local news and the number one news and information source in South Central Iowa is KNIAKRLS.